Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line, Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, Sarah.
How are you?
Let's look at the categories under which we might help the young people.
Absolutely. So, as I was saying, there's quite a large atmosphere of fear at the moment, and I think the best way to tackle that is don't be afraid to be honest with your children in an age-appropriate and understanding way, you know, in terms of what they understand. Mm. Because there's a misperception that what children don't know won't hurt them, but they're still feeling that atmosphere of fear from the parents, and children are extremely perceptive and subconsciously know when there's something wrong with their primary caregivers. So, you know, they're going to feel that fear. They're going to know subconsciously that there's something not 100% right. So when you actually explain to them, look, this is what's going on, you know, and that, look, it's, you know, something that we have to deal with, but you're safe. Once you provide safety for them, that's really, really important.
When they get upset about not being able to see their friends or all of that, is it sufficient to say, look, love, I know it's very hard, but it is to keep us all safe?
Absolutely, yeah. And once you listen to them and encourage them and give them a space to share their thoughts and let their emotions out, that's really important. And if, you know, you give them the space to label their feelings, to tell you what they're feeling, or you help them label them, that's really good. Mm. Another really good thing that you can do with them is
just one last one on that, sir. Like, are you doing them a disservice by brushing it off and saying, look, that'll be fine, don't worry about it?
Yes, I would say so, yeah. You have to, like, their fears are valid as well, and their thoughts and emotions are very valid, just as everybody else's is. And the thing, I think in Ireland we still find emotions quite scary, but when now we're starting to realise that when we face our emotions head on, they don't last that long. We have a culture of suppressing emotions quite, you know, strongly across the Irish culture, and now we're starting to see the really negative impacts of that with mental health and, you know, with depression and anxiety and all of that. But if people just realise that if you're feeling a strong emotion, it only takes about 90 seconds when you face it head on, when you let it run through your body, and then it's gone. Whereas we fight a lot harder to suppress it, and that causes damage to the body long term.
This is like what we do as grown-ups. We go, and breathe.
Yeah.
Let them breathe.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and even to help them to process it by labelling the feeling as well, and say, look, oh, you're feeling sad, or you're feeling fearful, or, you know, that helps them and gives them the tools then down the line to regulate their own emotions, which is going to be so valuable for them, you know. So giving them that space to express their emotions is really, really important, because fear and anxiety, they weaken the immune system, and as we know at the moment, we need to have them.
Is that a physical truth, or is it just something thrown out? Like, is there proof of that?
There's proof of that, yeah, and I've looked at studies on it myself, and that fear element, it brings down the energy of the body, so, you know, it just makes you more susceptible to whatever bugs are around, I suppose.
Gotcha.
The best way to remedy it is express, not suppress. That's my motto and the emotion side of things.
Gotcha.
So again, to give them a good sense of safety and protection, and you can do that by giving them routine and structure and making them feel protected and loved. And I always recommend to spend at least 10 minutes with your child one-on-one during the day. So, you know, that gives them that sense of protection that you're there for them.
Yeah.
And that gives you time then to kind of talk through their feelings and listen to their fears and remind them that they are safe right now in the moment.
Yes.
And just to encourage them to stay within the moment as opposed to looking down the line or, you know, looking at things outside at the present moment, bringing themselves back mindfully, I suppose, with breathing and things like that.
Yes.
Really helps them.
And you know the way they are scared, they're hearing in the news, they're hearing people talking about death and sickness and everything like that, and they're frightened and they want to know, are they safe? Are mommy and daddy safe? Is granny safe? We can't see granny. Is granny safe? How do you reassure them in a way that doesn't patronise them?
I think honesty, again, with being conscientious about what they're able to understand and what, you know, I mean, everybody has a fair idea of their own child and what they're able for, you know. We can all judge that. So taking that into account and just giving them the truth, but not in a really terrifying way, because children are so resilient. We don't realise this. They're well able to process things. They're well able to understand. The main thing for children is the safety environment. You know, if their environment is safe, they trust that their mom and dad or whoever their primary caregivers are going to be there to look after them, and they can trust in that. Then anything really outside of that, of course, is going to impact. But, you know, the main thing is an environment of safety and, you know, a base for them to go from.
Spending so much time at home and so much time in front of screens and that kind of thing, there's a tendency as well, a temptation to, yeah, chicken nuggets are grand. There's no problem with more chicken nuggets or more pizza. But balanced diet and nutrition is of key importance.
Absolutely. Very important for their general health and well-being. As best you can. Look, there's going to be days where that's not going to be possible. And it's good to have treat days as well, in moderation, of course.
Yeah.
And then to balance that with physical activity and brain activity. The other thing that I say to people is don't be afraid to let them be bored. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world.
I'm so glad you brought that up. Just develop it a bit.
Basically, being bored gives them the chance to use their creativity, use their imaginations. Like, you know, maybe have a few things around that they could use, like pen and paper, or, you know, small things like that. But let them be bored. It's not the worst thing in the world. You don't have to provide 24-hour entertainment for them.
Oh, my God, you're singing to many of my listeners. I know this, Sarah. Because, look, when I was, and you're much younger than me and whatever, but when I was young, being bored, if you said to your parents you were bored, well, I'll find plenty for you to do.
Yeah.
Find something for you to do for yourself. Go in and find something to do. And you went out and you rode a bike or you did what, you found something to do. And the worry is that I would always have thought that there is a tendency now in modern thinking to think that you cannot leave them alone for a second. If they're not stimulated, they're not entertained, there'd be something happen to them. Actually,
no,
being bored is a skill that you need to teach them.
It is, definitely. I mean, there's a misperception there that, you know, you're doing them harm. That's not, or not that you're doing them harm, but that it's bad for them. That's not the case at all. You're fostering their independence. You're giving them, you know, are you going to be there for the rest of their lives providing, you know, the phone and YouTube and, you know, like, You're managing every minute of their day when you're doing that, and that's not good for them. They need that independence. They need to use their creativity. They need to use their imagination, and they need to be able to entertain themselves.
Yeah, because if mommy always has the solution, or daddy always has the answer, they'll never learn to find it for themselves.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, going back to my teaching days, especially for the younger infants, free play is so important. So, like, have the things there for them. And if they're coming up telling you, oh, I'm sick of this and I'm sick of that, say, oh, you know, repeat it back to them. Don't give them an answer. Let them figure it out for themselves, because that's going to help their problem-solving skills. And, again, the creativity will come out, and it will foster independence and self-reliance in them. And that's what you need, really.
And you're not a bad parent if the kids are bored now again.
No, not at all.
What's this about a yes day, a day when no doesn't come into the vocabulary?
Yeah, and look, even if you can only do it for a few hours, that's fine too. So basically, look, children at the moment, they're really at a point in their lives where they've probably heard more apologetic no's than ever, you know, than any time in their lives. So what I'm saying is have a yes day where you can come together, come up with a list of things that you could say yes to them, you know, and different activities. It might be cooking a certain meal. It might be, you know, going for a walk, obviously, within your 5K, or, you know, going a different route, just something different where it gives them autonomy and responsibility to choose the activities of the day where they're not going to be hearing no. And, like, you can come up with a wide range of activities that you could do, and you could let them choose then, so that they're having that bit of control over their lives.
You can be a little bit manipulative as well, can't you, with that? Because you can decide, right, kids, we're going to do something today, and you've put a list together that you know they'll opt for something, but they're all something you can agree to.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. And, like, there's lots of different things you could do there, you know, and it's, I suppose, you kind of take your cue from what are they asking for all the time. Look, obviously, within the restrictions at the moment, it's not going to be, you're not going to have a huge list of things that you can do, but there are things, you know. Use your own imagination and creativity, and let them help you as well, you know. Make it a collaborative thing, because children love collaborating, responsibility. They love problem solving. It gives them that great boost to their confidence.
Ownership.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Would you agree, lastly, Sarah, would you agree with Professor Coyne when she spoke to me on the programme here last week? And I'm paraphrasing now, I stress. She said that for the most part, when we get to the other side of this, the kids will be fine, but it's up to us to help them be fine.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, children are very resilient, and children take their cues from you, from their primary caregivers. They learn the best by what you model. So they will imitate you, they will copy you. So look after yourself as well, you know. And when they see you looking after yourself, they're going to grow up to know that that's a good thing to do. When they see you looking after your emotions, expressing your emotions, like, it's okay to show fear to your children once it's not, like, out of control, that's going to frighten the daylights out of them. But, you know, to a certain extent, like, just normalise emotions with them, show them how you look after your emotions, use mindfulness, you know, and you won't go wrong.
Okay, thank you for your time this morning. That's Sarah Cooney. She's got an expert behind a new programme of child and teen mental health. Thank you for that. MerryMeCentre.ie, as in Merry Christmas, is where you'll get on to Sarah's programme.
Cork's 96 FM.